Really?
I'll be doing that.
I keep it up on my computer screen.
I'll be looking at it on my phone, and, you know, when, as far as that's concerned. So, with them,
Wi-Fi. All right. Man, I tell you what. You're right, TK. I know this. The next time I go to this thing, I'm taking a day off from work, at least from the morning job.
Every time you come on here, I'm tired. I know, bro. We all tired. Hell, we got jobs too, man. What you think? What you think? We bro, man, out here. You act like you the only one with the job.
I don't know. I don't know what other people do with their time. I'm too busy at work. Anyway. Welcome in. So let me ask you this. The podcast about with two buddies talking about life's insignificant issues and trivial topics. I'm host Martin Weiss, joined here as always, my good buddy TK.
Hello there, sir. Before we get things started, just to let y'all know, keep up with us on all things social at So Let Me Ask You This. That is just one letter in you as opposed to Y-O-U. So again, keep up with us on all things social. That's Twitter, Facebook, and whatever else, MySpace, whatever didn't crash during the crash,
whatever's back up now too.
Yeah, honestly, that too.
Cool, glad it's back. Anyway, Taylor, you went to a J. Cole concert.
Did I? And I wore the shirt on purpose, boy. I wore the shirt on purpose, boy. I spent $50 on this tee.
It looks like artwork from Johnny Bravo.
Nah, it's fire, bro. Don't do that, bro. Don't do that. Just because you're not a J. Cole fan, don't do that. The back of the shirt got some... You can't see it, but bro, back of the shirt got around. Some
what
stuff.
What does it say?
It got the tour dates and stuff.
Easy. Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, it's hard. The shirt is hard. It's the official, like, tour shirt. So, nah, I should have cut the air on. Sheesh. Getting a little bit too comfortable in October. But nah, bro, I did. And the concert was fire. You may not like J. Cole. Dog, the concert was cold. And, like, the one thing, a couple takeaways. First of all, I haven't been to too many concerts in my life. And looking back, I'm like, I guess I have, because I went to concerts at Grambling and stuff like that. But, like, to the magnitude, like, tours of, you know, superstars, I hadn't, you know, been to too many of those. And, dog, it was an experience. That was fire. Number two, J. Cole literally brings out, like, every type of person, bro. Like, the crowd was so diverse. It was, like, insane. Like, you know, it's just, like, I don't know. It was weird, but it was cool to be a part of. That's two. Three, I know that I'm a lot older because, like, I had a blast, right? But it didn't include, like, a shit ton of alcohol or, like, you know, wild drugs or anything like that. Like, it was just like, we don't have the baby, like, and our cousins who we were with, they didn't have their kids either. So it's like, parents gone wild. We get to come home at 12:30. You know what I'm saying? For real. It was different in that aspect. But it was fire though, bro. Like, the concert was actually really good. He played a whole bunch of old stuff, a whole bunch of new stuff. The setup on the stage was fire. 21 Savage was there with him. Morey, who, you know, Morey is I'm in a quicksand.
This is interesting because I have to hear this song, but
you don't know that song.
I know you just hummed it, but I had to probably actually hear it. Not to be.
Let me try to find. Trying to find it for you, bro.
But no, I'm glad you had it. Where was it? It was at the American Airlines Arena. You said, right, the basketball arena, not Jerry World.
Yeah. American Airlines Center. Yeah, nah. Nobody does concerts at AT&T. Not that I'm aware of. Like, that would probably have to be, like, Beyonce. Like,
yeah.
And even her, I'm not sure she's selling out. Well, nah, she's selling that out.
Beyonce is definitely selling out.
This song right here? I don't know. Just a single guy. Here go the chorus.
1,000 has never heard the song before in my life.
dog, where, what? That, is that why you text me music all the time? Like, you know this song? I'm like, yeah, it's kind of old.
No, I texted you. Sometimes, a lot of times, I'll be in the moment and text you a song and then forget why, or just like get distracted. But I did text you that Kendrick Lamar, Michael Jordan, because that was like not the last Kendrick Lamar song that I really liked, but like he was like to me, it was. There's no rapping about books and elevation.
Listen, if I'm listening to rap, I'm not trying to give it a dissertation at the end. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just trying to like vibe to the music. See, and
that's,
I think,
but I like that song. Like, I like that song. That's why I sent it to you. I like
similar. But music. I think you think that's what J. Cole is, and to me, it's not. Like, I think he gives a good mix. I don't know why you hate J. Cole. I don't know why you have this disdain for Jermaine. You know what I'm saying? Jermaine ain't did nothing to me, but
it's
remarkable. I don't know, man.
It's so amazing how people just do not let you not like something. Like, imagine if you didn't like apple juice,
and you're, welcome and to your social
whole,
media,
and your whole stretch was just like. Everybody was just like, dude, you don't like apple juice? No, you just haven't tried this type of apple juice. No.
I know,
Martinelli.
Yeah.
Bring the Martinellis over here. Let me, Yeah. Spend $10 on more apple juice. No, I don't want any damn apple juice. I just don't want it. I don't like it. I don't care for it. I'd rather not. Given the choice to drink something, I would drink almost anything else.
It's crazy.
Now, if I was drowning, and the only way to get out of drowning was to drink some apple juice to survive, to drink my way to health, drink my way back to life, then sure, I may go to a J. Cole concert. However, it ain't that deep and it ain't that steep. And there's so many better things I can do with my time.
I do think you would have enjoyed the concert, though, bro. I'm going to be honest. Like,
I'm sure I would have had a good time. Like, I like 21 Savage. Concerts are fun.
Oh, my goodness. 21 Savage was terrible. He was terrible. Like, his stage presence, his... all of that, this, you know, the concert vibe that you're supposed to get ain't there with 21. It was not there. He gave us 20. 19 Savage is what he gave us. Huh? Yeah, it wasn't even in the 20s. But I did want to mention this is prior to the concert, part of the reason that we also felt like we were like on a super, you know, parent vibe, like parents' night out vibe. We went to Nobu. Have you ever been to Nobu?
Nobu and Malibu was my last supper. No.
I know you ain't been there.
Actually.
Because you were with a celebrity if you were, right?
No. No, I've never been to Nobu. I was getting Bossa Nova and Nobu confused in my head. I've been to Bossa Nova before.
From what I hear about Nobu in Malibu, I believe it's the Malibu location. I'm pretty sure it is. Is that like you can't get in there if you're not either a celebrity or closely connected to, which you could have been. You know, you the man. I tell you all the time. But our cousin Robert, who we were with, he who's actually a friend of the show. Thanks for listening. He was saying that like he'll call like months in advance. Like I'll take anything far out. Like what can you give me? And they're like, nope, we don't have any availability. So I guess there's like a secret word when you call, and you like you know the secret word.
What was he calling?
I'm assuming he calls quite a bit because he's been to like 6 or 7 Nobus across the country.
it's like a thing that he does. Like some people go to baseball stadiums.
They love Nobu. So this is my first time at Nobu, which brings us back to an experience you had, I don't know, some episodes ago concerning real sushi.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So I, at this point, have had real sushi, and I don't think it was bad at all. The experience was really good. It was sashimi. We had that as well. But yellowtail. It was really good, actually. It was really good, bro. It was really good. Nobu is a really nice place. You know, could be steep in price, could not be, depending on what you drink and eat. And I mean, like damn near like any place. But I have now experienced that real sushi. I walked away okay, you know, you the thing about sushi to me though is that you don't get full, you know.
Well,
unless you eat a whole bunch of it,
you don't get the feeling of.
Yeah, you're right.
Like it's the feeling of full. You are definitely yeah. full, but like it's all the different yeah. things that we put into our bodies that make us feel. Like,
yeah.
Like shut your body down, which we are now conditioned to feel like is natural and normal, right?
Correct.
Right, you I'm walk away. One of these people. Just to be clear, I'm not trying to shame or anything like that. I am this.
No, 100%, bro. Like, cause like we doubled back because that was the night before our anniversary. So that was a pretty good way to bring it in. And then we doubled back by going to dinner on the next day. We went to Perry's Steakhouse. Have you ever been to Perry's?
No.
Okay. Perry's is a really nice, like really nice steakhouse. I don't think they're local to Dallas. I'm almost certain that they aren't, but it's if they are, wouldn't surprise me. I don't think so, but really good food. Really good food, nice vibe, nice atmosphere. We spent double the price at Perry's. But we doubled back and went there, and we left Perry's with to-go containers as well as we left Perry's with to-go containers as well as the feeling of being like having to be rolled out of there. So
yeah,
so I you know what I mean. Now granted, we did eat a lot more that next night, even though but we ate the night before. Like we left feeling like okay, I'm good, like I can go, you know, but I damn sure ordered a pizza when I got home from the concert versus we ate Perry's the next day for lunch also. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it was a great, great experience. But that brings me to you. I saw your Instagram story. Tell me more, because I've been waiting to ask questions, but I want to do it in the time. So tell me more, like, where were you and what was going on?
All right, so I'm going to send you a text. I know that this is not great radio, but I want to get this reaction live because I didn't know where I was going. All right. So no, actually I'm going to set this up first. So, you know, I work with, some interesting folk and do interesting things, right?
Oh, I do too now, by the way. Just want to say, I can announce right, that because everybody knows you're a new job shorty. You feel me? All right. Keep going.
So yesterday, was it yesterday? No, Tuesday, my boss emails us all and says, hey, we invested in this company. They're having a party on Wednesday. This is the address. It's this house in Hollywood. TK, you frozen. Are you? No. Mm-mm. No, so this is address in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, so this was a random secret invite. Sorry, I just got an email. It was kind of important. So
yeah, it's all good. No, so yeah, but it's my, you know, he's telling me it's my, he says me and Jimmy, which means Jimmy Kimmel and him, cousin Sal, invested in this company. So we're having a party. So okay. my friend D-Lo is a comedian.
Can you share the company or no?
Yeah, the company was called Rally. It's a company to where you can buy fractional shares of playing cards, essentially.
Okay.
So, like, you know, you can go on Amazon or go on like Robinhood and buy like a one piece of an Amazon stock, like not a whole share. You can buy a part of a share. Apparently, it's the same concept with, like, you know, if you had a Wayne Gretzky rookie card, you want to buy
in. Oh, playing cards like that. Look, I went to the Ace of Spades. I'm like, what are people purchasing just the two of diamonds? I'm sure you can find that on OfferUp. Like, well, okay. All right, I got you.
On Craigslist, right?
Yeah, dead ass. Or just go buy a whole new deck.
Right. So I know. Yeah. So I know. What do I know for sure? I know that Jimmy will be there, and I know that my Sal will be there. So I tell D-Lo, I'm like, hey, at the end of the day, you know, you're probably a good place for you to come. You're a comic. These are funny people, right? They literally make their lives writing jokes and, like, you know, right. Writers. And, like, now, like, a lot of those people, there's some carryover between, like, Jimmy's people and Sal's people. So I end up, like, hanging out with these comedy writers for a lot of my day now. And I just, my day is just, it's hilarious.
I believe it. Yeah, for sure. Naturally.
Like, Like today, for example, Scott says, have you ever heard of, you know, have you heard of the alternate Matthew McConaughey, Matthew McConaughey? He goes, all right, alt right, alt right, alt right.
That's funny.
It's like shit That's like funny. That. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Like the other day, Tijuana got a new police chief, and one of the people in the cartel sent the police chief a severed head. And Scott shows me the link.
Is this true?
Yes.
Okay.
And Scott sends me the link and goes, damn, headable arrangement. Because it's his first day of work.
That was funny. Hey, that's hilarious. That was hilarious, dog.
So these are the people I'm around all day, right? So I'm like, right. Hey, look, you have to come and meet these people, and there'll probably be some famous people there too. All
right. Right.
So fast forward, it's in the cut. Like, it's right off. Like
fucking edible arrangement.
It's right off where I've been to other like regular parties, like around the corner from this, but this is a very nondescript house in a very regular neighborhood. Well, I say regular.
Okay.
It's in Beverly Hills, but a regular Beverly Hills neighborhood. It's not
got you.
Mansion, right?
Right.
So I'm walking up, and there's a couple ahead of us, and we have to check in and show COVID vaccine cards and all this. So I'm walking up. And
boy, allergies is whipping your ass.
Yeah. It's that, and plus, again, I'm sleepy. Yeah. But I go and I have an ear for voices, right? Just from being in radio. If I hear your voice a few times, I'll recognize your voice almost before I recognize you.
Sure.
Right, so I'm walking and there's like this. We walk in first on this beautiful car, this beautiful Porsche. And they're like, yeah, it's like the lady's explaining us the event. And she's like, yeah, scan this, download the app. And if you want to, you can bid on the Porsche. I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
So pause. Remember where you are in your story.
Yeah.
When you encounter a situation where it's like, you might think my money is that long, but it's quite Kevin Hart in this situation. Right. Yeah. How do you respond? Like, are you like, all right, cool? Like, do you show interest as if, or do you let it be known like, nah, my baby, I ain't there.
Nah, I'm just like, oh, okay, thank you.
Yeah, just you like, just keep it way,
like if she yeah. was walking me to my seat at a restaurant, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
She's like, oh, okay, thank you. This way, all right, awesome.
Or if she offered you a vodka much. And you don't drink yeah. vodka, it's like, yeah. oh, okay, you have vodka over there. Okay, cool. Thank you. Thanks for letting me know.
Thanks for explaining to me how all of sure. these very expensive things around me I'm not going to bid on, how I could have.
How they work. Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't do that. I just say thank you. So we're walking, and they have like these pre-made like peach Bellinis, right, in these bottles. Now, D-Lo gets one. I'm sorry. The couple in front of us stops. The woman gets one. The man says.
Was this last night?
Stop. Yes, this was last night. The man says, I'll have what's inside. I'm going to check what's inside. And I recognize his voice immediately. And I recognize his back profile, right? But I couldn't place him. So he turns the corner. And I tell D-Lo, I'm 98% sure that was Bob Saget in front of us. And she goes, Bob Saget? I'm like, yeah, America's Funniest Home Videos.
Right.
She's like, are you serious? And we turn the corner. And when we turn the corner, it's that green wall. That I sent you the post
that says Wheelhouse and Rally.
Wheelhouse. And sure enough,
those walls are popular nowadays. Those walls are crazy.
Bob Saget and his wife were sitting there at the party.
Okay.
So I sent you the link to swipe through
to see who all was there.
Yes, there was a ton of people there.
I'm gonna tell the listeners it was Anthony Anderson is top. Of course, Jimmy Kimmel's there.
I spoke with Anthony Anderson.
There's this other guy with the dreads. He looks kind of familiar, but I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you do. That's the guy who sings that song.
Oh, that's him. Oh, shoot. Yeah. Okay, that is him. His name is
24K Golden.
Yeah. Okay.
I talked to 24K Golden yesterday for like half an hour.
That's wild. It's like, yeah,
like we exchanged phone numbers. Like when I found out about the song, I texted him. I was like, bro, it's funny that you were talking about the song that I thought I may have known. I was like, I lost the bet. I was like, bro, I bet. I was like, I bet you've never heard any of my music. I'm like, dude, I guarantee you. He's like, you got a Future feature, you got DaBaby on your songs. Like, bro, I've guaranteed I've heard one of your songs before and like it and just don't know who you are. Like, you know what I'm saying? What song is? Oh, you'll get a kick out of this. I asked him what has to be the most watched question of all time.
Okay.
Said, you know, when I was coming up, all the rappers were little, big, or just name. You know, so what's the deal with YBN? 24K, you know, what's
like
up?
It's like clan tags on like PlayStation, but
he told me he's like, yeah, bro, I don't even like that shit. He's just like, I have to do it because it's like everybody kind of like to fit into the mold. But once he like blows and like he's like, I'm breaking out as soon as I can.
And it's gonna be golden. Like, I'm just gonna be golden. No, that is crazy. Cause bro. I mean, as I text you back the lyrics, I'm like, I know this song. Like, as a matter of fact, today I've listened to that song probably two times because that song beats in my truck. So like, yeah,
it's 1,000% been stuck in my head all day.
I get it lit. I get it hot. Just ask the real niggas on the block.
So
she want to dance. Well, I got the moves. I'm looking like Michael Jackson in these shoes. So I got a couple hoes up.
It was an auction for all these different sporting memorabilia or whatever. So I saw the
Kobe Bryant, the floor, the Kobe Bryant floor.
That was from Kobe's last game.
That's fire. That is
walked on it. They gave me something to put on my shoes, and there's like you can walk on the court.
I was wondering did they allow people, because when I saw that on your Instagram story and on D-Lo's Instagram story, I was wondering if they allowed people to like walk on it or if it was like so, you know, because this is LA, this is the Lakers, and this is Kobe Bryant. Like people are like, please don't even breathe on this Kobe anything, you know what I mean? So so I was wondering, so that's dope.
So I see that you saw that 24K Golden was there. Oh, you clicked on the first post.
Clicked on both of them.
All right, well, you know, John Stamos was there apparently. I didn't know that.
I saw that. I saw
that John Stamos had 3.4 million Instagram followers.
Holy bro, are you shit. Just over there standing next to Bob Saget, bro?
Yeah, I was talking with his wife. She's a lovely woman.
Bro, you're rich, bro.
I didn't.
You're not rich, but you, bro, you popping, bro. You pop, dog. I want to be like you, bro. You popping, man. Shout out to Rory and Maul for coming to my company that I'm joining. It's lit. I'm trying to look like Martin in about 6 months to a year. I'm trying to be at all the events.
People don't know what I just sent you.
you sent me pictures of you standing next to Bob Saget. And look, I love you, bro, because you are so regular. Martin has on high top Jordans, some Jordan 1s. I don't know what these are called. Maybe like reverse shattered backboard. I don't know.
Yeah, those names are being thrown around. Actually, these are a pair that I bought, though. So I was like, I want to go get these.
Yeah, those are, I think, the reverse shattered backboards or something. Then you have on some black pants, which have drawstrings. So are they like...
I had on some joggers, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then you have on a button-down shirt, which is all black, which is open, by the way. And you still kept your black card with the double chain, like you are right now. Probably the same chains. And a white shirt, which is probably like a Kith shirt or something, because I know you and...
This fear God.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. See, like, and then the second picture is you just chopping it up with this kid who I assume he's a kid. Is he a kid?
Yeah, he's like, he comes up to me because, like, this is the thing. Like, he kept coming back over to us because he's white. I mean, us at diversity was not at an all time high.
Just within imagination, you're in Beverly Hills at a place where they have the Staples Center floor. Like, just being honest, like we aren't really in the you know, in the top level of people that are invited to events like that. Historically, you know, it's major that you were there and that D-Lo was there, and that's major. You know what I'm saying? Two Detroit people for, you know, besides the moving around or whatever, but two Detroit people just in the building, like, chilling. But, okay, so you're saying he kept coming over to you or whatever?
Yeah, man, because, like, you know, everybody there was, like, I mean, dealing with our probably
Older and white. Yeah, everybody there is. I don't know if you could say it, I could say it, we could say it together. I mean, it's just the truth. Older and...
They were definitely older and white.
And not urban. Yeah. Yeah.
So people kept coming up to him and talking to him and so on. And like, they were like, people were like interested in him. And so he just kept always coming back to where we were and just like chopping it up.
And, yeah. Like we do in a situation, like in a situation where it's not that many of us, it's like, we gonna find each other. You know what I'm saying? Like we gonna look for each other. Hey, yo, yeah. Hey, what you drinking on over here, bro? Like, what happened to Martin? I don't know if that boy Martin just dipped out or what. Hey, shout out my man Dallas. Dallas, I didn't know you was in this thing. Hey, what's up, boy? Welcome in, my guy. Boy said he was standing next to Danny Tanner. That's funny.
Clicked the mouse and it just threw me flying somewhere else.
That boy sneezed himself out the podcast. I'm gone. I'm in a whole other dimension.
Hey, no. I'll say this though, because I normally hate taking stuff like Benadryl. Like for whatever reason, I don't know. I'm hard headed. I don't call
you.
It.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. You look like you got them little green dudes living inside you right now.
I for sure. Positively, absolutely went and took a Benadryl last night before I went. But no,
hey, solid point, Dallas. Solid point, Dallas. It is homecoming season. Shout out to Grambling, Grand Fam. We out there tomorrow. Here, it's lit. It's homecoming weekend. I'm glad we're recording today because it's gonna be up all week. I would say I'm gonna get like super drunk and stuff, but I'm not.
No, you're not.
I'm not at all. But the last few times that I've had like over 3 drinks, my head is hurt the next day. And I was like, wow, I'm really washed.
1,000% had over 3 drinks last night.
And that might be contributing to your Mucinex problem.
That drink was so good.
It looked fire. I've had like a smoked, like, what did you have, whiskey in there? I think you the name of the drink was
Smoky
Penicillin or something. Yeah.
Yeah, some shit like that. Yeah, kid comes over to us and he's like, man, there's no girls at this party my age. And I'm like, well, you know, how old are you? He's like, I'm 20. I start laughing.
Damn.
I'm like, dude, I'm 32 and there's no girls my age at this party. What are you expecting? But apparently there were some TikTokers there. There was a James Beard Award winning chef was there.
I saw the guy from Pawn Stars on there.
Yeah, I didn't know who that was. That's not a show that I.
He's the guy that you could bring your left lung to, and then he'd be like, "I'll give you $3." He's like, "Damn, I'm gonna die without this. I'm just trying to go out on top." All right, $325.
I will say this. Stopped me in my tracks. Like, I don't get starstruck often, but when it happens, it's like a boom, jaw floor.
Sure.
When I saw Alex Rodriguez bend the corner.
I saw that on their Instagram just now too.
I was like, yo, that's A-Rod, bro. Like, yeah. That's
one of the best baseball players ever.
And honestly, the weirdest thing, the first thing I thought when I saw him, not just was, damn, he signed a 10-year $272 million contract. I was like, that's a lot of money. That was the first thing I thought. And then the second thing I thought was like, dog, he used to be with J-Lo.
like just a week ago.
His career, not anything about his career. Not anything. It's like, yo, if he called J-Lo, she would answer the phone.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for real. Yeah, for real. I actually, so speaking of concerts and stuff too, though, I saw J-Lo in concert.
Really?
So random. So random. It was, oh, maybe a couple years ago now, but got the tickets through work. Had sweet tickets. Went to J-Lo. That thing. It was nice. A hell of a performance. She didn't stop moving the entire time.
Let me think if there's anything else that I want to talk about from this party that I'm missing.
So Dog keeps coming back to kick it with y'all or whatever. And so it just turns out y'all built a friendship, essentially.
Yeah, you know, she's talking about sports. She's like, oh, you gamble? I was like, oh, my friend, you have no idea.
You have no idea.
He's like, oh, man, lock me in, lock me in. I'm like, bet. You know what I'm saying? Here's my number. But I had no idea who he was. I could tell he was somebody because of the way that people were coming up to him. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't know who he was. But the funny
when you say people coming up to him, it's a group full of older people. So, like, you know, who's coming up to him? The TikTokers, I assume.
No. The older people, everybody's coming up to him. But, like, the way that, like, so, like,
his label must have sent him to that party.
There were like, some people there were some people there whose job it was to make sure he talked to certain people.
Gotcha. Of course. At the end of the day, you at work. You know what I'm saying?
You networking. Like, he was at work.
Yeah, you network.
Like, you could tell the way that he was moving was in that
work. Way. Yeah.
But, I mean, honestly, just like a really a sweet kid, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know anything about him. Like, I don't know if he's like,
he was just cool, somewhere good person. Line. Yeah.
Like, in the environment that we were in, he just, you know, he seemed like a cool, like, he did
chilling.
Yeah, we could have played Madden, and he seemed like he would have been like cool with it with his, you know, Richard Millie on.
That's crazy, bro. I mean, not dick riding or nothing, but like, I really do love that song. I play that song all the time. That song knocks in my car.
I'm just mad that I didn't put the two and two together. You know what I'm saying? Because I would have been like, bro, I'll do like that.
Yeah, I got you. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Good night. Met a lot of good people.
Exchange, bro. Martin be rubbing elbows, boy. I'm talking. That boy be getting them elbows greasy, dog. With the people you need to. Goodness gracious. Golly, I'm trying to be like you, bro.
No.
We're not off it.
I did not mean to shout, but shout out to Dallas, too, Louisiana boy. But I met, so I'm looking, because, you know, I talked to every black person. Like, I went up to Anthony Anderson, and I was like, I really enjoy your work, and I feel contractually obligated to talk to all the black people here, because it ain't much.
That's what you told him. What'd he say?
He just laughed and he was like, oh, yeah, thanks. But he wasn't really interested in having a conversation, which is fun. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
Piggy met him before, too. Yeah. Said he's not very tall.
He didn't give me like super short. I'm taller than him, but he didn't make me feel, I mean, I wouldn't call him short.
So is he my height?
Maybe a little taller than you.
Oh, come on. Damn. Now I feel like people going around saying I'm not very damn tall. I mean, I'm not, but I ain't short. You know what I'm saying? Goodness.
Jeez. So I'm looking over and I'm like, who is this black guy? And I can't. And I'm like, dog, I think that's Van Lathan. And it turns out it was. So I go over and I start talking to him. And he's like, I'm from New Orleans. He's like, I'm from Baton Rouge. And I was like, yeah, I heard you on, you know, this podcast way back talking about Katrina and all this and that. We exchanged numbers. And he was like, you never know how real these things are until they happen. But he's like, yeah, man, every Saturday we get up for LSU football. You got to come over and watch the game.
Tight.
All right, for sure.
I don't know if this year's the year, but.
But look, this to show you the scope. He was talking to somebody. He was talking to this like kind of like white dude. This was older white dude, obviously. And he looks at me and then looks back at the dude for a second. He's like, you know who that is, right? I'm like, nah. He's like, that's the dude who owns Raising Cane's.
Wow.
I'm like,
fire, fire.
Like, whoa. You know what I'm saying? Whoa. And I like
love your sauce, man.
Yeah,
love your
like
sauce.
Raising Cane's. I was like the Raising
Cane's. No, you know Raising like, Cane. He's
Raising Cane's.
You heard of that show, Raising Canaan? you know, Raisin Cane.
Like, no, that's Kane. Fire. Like, you know
what I'm saying? That's why right, I was like, right. He raised him. Raised him. Raised him up. Like, nah, that's fire.
Damn,
love,
bro.
Love your tenders. Love your tenders, dude. Love your tenders.
That's what I told him. I was like, man, I drove all the way down there to, what's it called? Downey to go get some. He's like, we're coming to LA. Don't worry.
Like, should have told him, put an option. This is what you should have told him. See, this is why you can't put me in these rooms. Because I'm going to let him know, hey, listen. Love your product. But put an option on your menu that just already includes the double toast instead of the coleslaw. Nobody wants that, man. Nobody wants bro, that. Get rid
I
of it.
I promise. I said, man, every time I go, I got to get double toast. And I was like, I don't even know why I got coleslaw on the menu. And he said, we got coleslaw on the menu just so people could swap it out for double toast. And it was that moment.
For real.
That moment that I realized this is only probably the 1,000th time he's heard this today. You know what I'm saying?
A billion. Yeah. Like, well, hey, why do you have coleslaw? Like, because nobody wants. I like, now don't get me wrong, and I may get murdered for this, but I'll eat a coleslaw every once in a while. I'll eat some coleslaw. I don't got no beef with coleslaw, but I'm probably not eating it from like a restaurant, especially like fast food. Like, I'm gonna eat coleslaw if my grandma and them made the coleslaw, and it's like, all right, I'll put some coleslaw on my plate real quick, but I also probably have endless toast. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not making a decision between the two. So, do you not eat coleslaw at all? I mean, you don't drink apple juice. So.
Yeah, I definitely don't drink apple juice. J. Cole, coleslaw, apple juice. That's the big three. Yeah.
Damn, boy's got beef with anything with coal in it. Goodness. Goodness. Anything coal, this man ain't with it. It's crazy. It's crazy.
So, man. I don't know how to segue into this, but I just find this story fascinating.
Let's get to it.
I'm at an impasse in my life as regards of it. So, I have to go back 2 weeks, right? So go back 2 weeks, the Friday before I go out of town. The girl, God damn it. One moment, please, TK, if you could say something or fill the time. I need a minute.
Sure, I can say plenty of things. All right. Dallas Dyson. Are you still watching? You might be. This man, wait, pause. This man, Martin, said he need a second because he got to blow his nose, wipe his eyes and all this. Bro, allergies are giving this man the blues. Allergies are Tyson Furying this man's face right now. I'm talking, this man look like Deontay Wilder. It ain't battling nothing but pollen.
But you know what, though? I know you, me, and everybody else jumped off the couch when Wilder knocked him down twice in one round. I was like, there's no way he's about to win this fight. Are you serious?
Yeah, it's just because we were holding on to hope. That's all. We all knew it was gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, we knew he was gonna get whipped, but it was just like, oh, he might do it. You know, it's like the Lions. Like, you know, they break my heart every week. But guess what? They covered this week though.
So Deontay Wilder fight was the day I got back from Atlanta. Okay. So the Friday before I leave on a Monday night, the Friday before I leave. And really, since I started working, since football season started, I've been going into the office. The girl behind the counter has been giving me rhythm, right? Big old smile rhythm. Every time.
A rhythm, okay. A little slight, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
you walk in the gym, she passed you the ball, get you a shot up real quick. All right, yeah, I'll see you later.
Smile.
Going to class.
Hey, Martin. You know, mm-hmm. It's like, it's a level of, is this good customer service or is this just, you know? What are we really doing here? It's like,
I got you. I'm not tripping. I got you.
But this particular day, this Friday, I'm walking out. She's burning holes in my back. Like, I can feel it. You know what I'm saying? So I turn around and mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, what are you doing this weekend? What's up? What are you doing this weekend?
Gotcha.
To the beach. So I said, okay, well, once you dry off, you know, here, give me a call. And we'll go get something to eat or something.
That boy Martin had a little, you know what I mean? That boy Martin said, you pass me the ball. That boy going to be wet. All right, keep going. Got you.
All right. So a couple hours later, she texts me, "Hey, hey, this is such and such from the place.
This is Annie
from the place. Mute yourself now. While you're messing with your microphone.
My bad.
No, so like this is Annie from the spot, and you know, I'm taken. She says I'm taken, right?
Then what you text me for? You shouldn't even have took my number.
She's like, I didn't want things to be weird at work or anything like that. And I'm like, you're fine. Right. I'm not that type of guy. Things aren't going to be weird. Everything will be fine. Like, don't worry about me. Have a good weekend. Enjoy the beach. Right?
Yeah.
So I come in and she comes in the afternoon and I leave in the afternoon. So like we're not there the whole time.
It's literally a high and by all the time.
Well, it's not a high and by, but it's like probably like a 4-hour window instead of a, you know,
6 or 7 8 hour. Yeah. I got you. Okay.
And this place that I work, I should specify, we don't work together. She just works in the same space. Right. Yeah. We're not involved with anything.
She just works like this WeWork type of place.
Like
y'all, when you write down work address, you write down the same address. That's about it.
I don't even think I would write that down as my work address. I would have to ask Sal.
Right, I got you. Okay.
Like what is the address of this building? I can't imagine it's that. It's like they just rented it's like renting a room.
Yep, a studio. Yeah. Exactly. Gotcha. Yeah.
So I get back the day of the Wilder fight, go to work Monday, don't see her. Tuesday happens, and I see her, and the first thing I say to her, you know, I say, "Hey, how you doing?" And I was like, "One last thing on the subject. If the situation changes up, you got my number, let me know. And that's the last I'll talk about it. So you don't have to worry about it. Ain't no, you know, everything between us is gonna be A-okay. You know what I'm saying? So just don't worry." She's like, "Okay, cool, perfect. So I get home. I think to me, oh no, I'm forgetting a very important part. So
I am invested in this story at this point. I ain't gonna lie. Cause now I'm like, hold up, bro. Where are we going?
I go up, record my podcast, you know, do all my work, come downstairs, and she's sitting at the desk as I'm leaving, and I say goodbye to her as I do every day. But she's got her hand up, like kind of like resting on her chin. And like I'm doing the math and I'm realizing that's her left hand, that's her third finger, that's a ring. Okay. So I'm like, wait a second. Like midway through sentence threw me off completely because, you know, the wedding ring shines. Like you see a wedding ring. So I'm like, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Are you wearing a wedding ring?
You said that?
Like, yeah. Yeah. She's like, yes. And I was like, oh my goodness. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, I promise you, this is the first time I've ever seen or noticed that you had this ring on. Like, I would have never, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would have been cordial, of course, but I would have never been like, what are you doing this weekend? Like,
right.
Like, I don't mean like that can come off as super disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm sorry. Like, I did not intend to do that. Like, my bad. Like, all right. So I'm leaving kind of like tail between my legs, like, damn. And plus kind of like, damn, bro, you slipping. Like, how you not check? How you not see her hand? You know what I'm saying? How did you not see her? You know, how did you not see her ring?
Right.
So I get home and I get this text message a few hours later.
Oh, you're going to read this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is the what you drink every morning? Tea, because it's a brewing.
Hey, Martin, it's Annie from the place. I just wanted to let you know that it's okay, and you don't have to be sorry about anything. I literally just wore my ring today because I had to take the transit and didn't want creeps hitting on me. We basically got married a long-ass time ago so that we could get financial aid for schooling. Broke kid problems. It's fine. Honestly, if anything, it was my fault for letting it go on. What can I say? It feels good to be noticed and flirted with, and you're hot as fuck, so my bad. But again, no hard feelings. With a smiley face.
Yo, bro. Oh, it's so much to unpack, dog. This is like a month. This is like your vacations as a child. It's so much to pull out the suitcase.
Like, this is after a 10. This is a 10-day road trip worth of unpacking. Taking that. I'm definitely taking that. I'm gonna take that. That's gonna be in my repertoire.
Repertoire. Yeah. Yo. Okay. So. Wait, are you finished or like?
I'm finished up to this point because I want to ask. All right, you had the opportunity to
go ahead because message. I don't.
Okay,
I don't. If I'm you, I don't. I'm just like, okay,
cool. Knowing you're going to see this girl every day,
I still don't. Still don't. If it's me, just because. You could take that message so many ways, and that's what I'm saying. So we'll start with the socks and draws. Because in my opinion, number one, she's way off track here. Like in my opinion, number one, if that's the case and that's her situation, just don't take the number. Just be like, hey, yo, off the rip, I'm gonna let you know. Can't do that. I appreciate the compliment. Everything that she said in the message, even though she actually she gave you way too much info, you know. But the summary of what she said in the message could have been said in person day one off the top, and it would have deaded everything. Wouldn't have been no awkward conversation, no awkward nothing. Because at this point, it's like, yo, as a matter of fact, I appreciate that. I'm glad every woman likes me and noticed, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? Thank you. But I am actually married. You know, I just don't wear a ring typically because, you know, or just I just don't typically wear my ring. Like, I know men that may or may not wear rings on. I don't have a ring on right now, although I'm in the comforts of my own home. But I know people that don't wear ring, and whatever works for your relationship works for your relationship. You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is. I can't tell nobody.
Cannot imagine that what works for her relationship is the fact that she's telling some.
Yeah, I can't imagine that works. Last
name.
Yeah, I can't imagine that works.
Name, and she's telling me how she basically got married a long ass time ago so she could save money for school. On your marriage, woman. She doesn't want to be married. At least she didn't want to be married right then in that moment when she was sending that text message.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it.
I agree with that. I agree with that fully. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like if that's me, like me, I wear my ring, except for in the gym or if I like just run out like to the store or whatever it might be.
It's one thing entirely to forget your ring.
That's another situation. Right.
Not wear it in
so intentionally.
Forgot and then, to wear my watch on Monday. Right,
but like I'm gonna feel if I'm her husband, I'm feeling super played because I'm like, damn, the only time you wear your ring is to prevent weirdos on the train, like not to be proud of our marriage or nothing like that, but because you want to deter somebody hitting on you in public transportation. Like, come on,
fam. Let's go back to Friday.
That's wild.
Go back to Friday, the first day.
So you actually never wore her. She actually never wore her ring before anyway.
Yes.
That's why you didn't notice. So I give you your credit back for that.
I responded and said,
"Oh, you did.
I know who this is. I saved your number because I did. Who knows if I would need something? At the end of the day, she works in the building. Like you know what I'm saying.
And it's not weird to say. I know who this is. Yeah. I got you. Yeah.
So I was like, you're fine. I was like, wait. So you don't always wear it? Because that was definitely the first time I saw or noticed it. And she was like, yeah, we literally never wear them. But I want you to go back. She said, quote, we basically got married a long ass time ago so that we can get financial aid for schooling. It's fine. If honestly, it was my fault for letting it go on.
So then why are you texting me this?
What can I say? It feels good to be noticed and flirted with, and you're hot as fuck. So my bad.
And don't tell me that.
Hard feelings.
Don't tell me I'm hot as fuck. Like, what?
Like, not even this is like, if your wife, you know what I'm saying? But like, if my wife was talking to another man in this way, I don't know how much longer I would want her to be my wife.
Like, I just, that's wow.
I don't think that's a ridiculous idea or position to have.
Nah, I don't think so either. And I mean, all of this could have been upfront and to the point. You know what I mean? Like, it could have just been off the bat. Hey, yo, yep, actually. You know what I'm saying? And that's that on that. Like I said, in the gym, I don't wear a ring. Excuse me. But I'm also like never like
you're also not giving approached. Women rhythm.
Yeah, nah. Nah, no you're
not
jump giving shots.
With him. Like they're not I have been, as Dave Damashek would say, you're a true cocksman. Mm-hmm. That shit just makes me laugh. But I've been around enough to know when a girl is shooting a shot, and this girl definitively shot her shot at me.
Yeah. And it could have been for sport, but regardless, my name ain't basketball. That's crazy because you put that on Instagram and I responded via Instagram. You're like, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Because I was like, yeah, I mean, there may be moments where you catch me perhaps without a ring.
I was like, let me just make sure I have a good, you know, anecdotal nonetheless, but good understanding of this scenario. Is there ever a reason why, unless you're like a, you know, dealing with like maybe a painter, you're painting
or
a surgeon or, you know, maybe you drive Uber or something. You don't want the tan or I don't know, but like, you know,
and it's hard to get away with that now because of the silicones and all that.
That's what
it's
everybody like, said to me. It was like, if you want to do that, then you just wear a rubber ring.
Yeah. The only time I intentionally don't wear a ring is to the gym. And that's cause I don't like how the bars feel like with the ring on, even if it's silicone. It just, my grip is a lot different. And I think that's understandable. Like you get where I'm going. Like it feels weird and I'm not really a fan of it. So but I also have a tattoo. So
I would be,
but that's literally the only time.
Scared to wear my wedding ring in environments like that, because I wouldn't want to wear any jewelry, because if I break, cause I have, the reality of me breaking a finger, it's happened before, it'll happen again. You know what I'm saying? If I just happen to get, that's a 1 in 10 chance that's the one. And now all of a sudden I have this ring on, and it's not, I've seen.
And it can get caught on something or whatever. Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. That's the only time. And my wife knows, like, I don't wear my ring. I don't even wear a silicone ring to the gym just because I just don't like the feeling. It's just, it's weird. But any other time that you catch me, I got a ring on. Shit, I wear a ring in the house sometimes. Sometimes I just don't. I do throw my watch on nonstop, but that's because I look at the time, get tech. Anyway,
but
regardless, going to and from work, I'll be damned if she ain't allowing that. that's never gonna fly.
And there's nothing that she's doing at the job that's so intensive that she couldn't be wearing.
Right. Is it preventing you from typing up a email? No.
Yeah, there's nothing going on here. So, but there were some people that said, like, you know, me and my partner don't wear rings, so on and so forth, for me and my partner. And some of it was, like, bucking traditional marriage trends and so on and so forth. But none of them, they were all, like, I'm happily married. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not doing anything. And I just... These type of messages do not come from somebody who's, to me at least, is happily married.
And the thing that's throwing me off is, to be 100% honest, is the fact that I you wore it one day, and then your explanation for wearing it is because you wanted to deter weirdos on the train. Like it hits different if we go out together. And we both decide we're going to wear our rings because we dress nice, you know, and all of that. And so we want the extra shine. That's different. But you're telling me that you wore it to work. So you could wear it to work every day, but you choose not to. But the days that you take public transportation, you do, because it deters the weirdos. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like that's where it's like throwing me. Like that makes no sense. If you're not going to wear it, don't wear it. But if you go wear it, don't pick and choose. You get where I'm going. Like
that makes sense to me. It makes sense to me.
I don't understand the logic.
If I was a woman and I had a wedding ring, is essentially, you know, I'd like to think of it as a stop sign. It's a stop sign for me at least, right? Like I'm not about to keep going talking to you, right? For most,
at least you'd hope so. At least you hope so. Now, don't get me wrong. People shoot at my wife. People shoot at my wife all the time, ring or not. And it's like
people run stop signs.
Right, you know what I'm saying, but you can't say you ain't see that damn stop sign right there.
Right, exactly.
You get pulled over for running a stop sign. You're never gonna argue with the police and be like, "Oh, that thing was just a recommendation. It was just a recommendation."
If there's no stop sign, then why would I stop?
Right.
So, like, I can understand why, like, you know, someone, you know, certain people to talk to or whatever, certain element, you know, saying I can be sympathetic to that, right?
Sure,
but sure. I just,
at the same time, are there not weirdos? Are there not weirdos at work all the same?
The train in LA is a little different.
I understand that, and that's not my debate. But what I'm saying is, if you're using it as a stop sign on the train, would you not want the same type of impact via work?
But there is a different type of person at the job.
Understandable.
On the train.
I understand.
Like, I don't know if I can impress upon this enough. Like the train in New York, everybody takes the train. The train in LA, only people who have to take the train take the train.
Yeah, I don't think LA would be a place that I would like to take the train.
I will take the train, but knowing that, like, if I'm taking the train, I'm in the mix. Like, I'm doing, like, I'm... Like it could pop off on the it could pop off on the train.
You got the thing on you on the train.
Well, I'm just kidding, you don't live in California. So nobody.
I'm just kidding. You ain't got that. Yeah, ain't nobody got that thing. I mean, New York people ain't really got that thing like that. It's so crazy. It's the wildest thing.
Raymond Felton was a New York Knick. I'll never forget this. He got a charge for brandishing a firearm at his partner, wife, girlfriend, whatever, for brandishing a firearm. And the charge was not for like bodily harm or threatening or anything like that. The charge was for possession of a firearm. And I was just like, man, somewhere down the line, this law, some law somewhere needs to be adjusted if this is what's happening.
Hey, but and I'm just going to gloss over this real quick. If you want to hear the details of it, go listen to their podcast. But I was listening to the JBP and they were speaking about that and concerning rappers. And they were talking about how New York rappers really do get slammed and it's hard for them to really make it out a lot of times, because as soon as they get hot or something like that, more than likely they have some criminal past, or, you know, not to do like that, but, you know, more than likely they may or may not have a criminal past or connection, and the RICO charges and things like that in New York are drastically different than, like, let's say down south, where, man, you can have an AR, a 40 caliber, a 9, a shotgun, all in the same house, and it's like, whatever.
Who they could thank for that? John Gotti and the Mafia.
Facts. Yeah.
That's who they could thank for that. The five families of New York City. That's why the Southern District Court in New York is like the strongest court. I don't know if you watch Billions, but it's like why it's the strongest.
No, I have to watch this show. Everybody keeps talking. My father-in-law swears by it. He's like, yo, that show is so good. And I haven't gotten into it. I need to make a list. Billions, no. Mad Men.
I want you to stop what you're doing right now and watch the first episode of Mad Men.
What you said, IMDb or whatever, right?
IMDb TV.
Is it free to watch? Yes,
it's free to watch. It's free to download.
Okay, all right. I'm going to check it
out. It's got all the seasons.
I can watch it. Is it an app? Are you watching it on an app or are you watching it via like?
It's an app.
Okay. All right. I'm going to download it on my iPad. I watch everything on my iPad. I'm in a house with 70,000 TVs all over 55 inches, and I watch everything on my 12.9 inch iPad. Like everything, bro.
And they say technology is progress.
Hey man, it is. It's portable. I set the thing up in the shower because we got the little, you know, the glass stand-up shower or whatever. I set it up by the shower, put it up against the window. I watched the game there.
Damn, you just reminded me. I need to buy a Bluetooth speaker. I want a Bluetooth speaker. How about this? We'll end with this. First week at Fox, they have like this like launch party for something or whatever. But it was like Fox used to just have these dope parties. Like
I miss middle of the day.
Just like you just go downstairs, yeah. It'd be like a full ass spread. Like drinks,
I get it.
Like,
I get it.
Like, yep. It'd just be like it's yep. like yo, this it. Is a movie. Yep. Like, it's popping over here.
No. That's how ad agencies were too pre-COVID. I'm not gonna lie, bro. I'm with you. Maybe not as extensive because it's Fox Sports and stuff, but I'm with you.
You know what it was? I think it was WrestleMania. Like they like,
ooh,
like there was a whole bunch of people who were like rest, like there were some wrestlers there that had like pancakes.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're into it, but like there was like a bunch of like, you know, wrestler dudes doing wrestler things. And
I mean, I was at one point.
Was it that? No, I'm getting two things confused. This was NFL kickoff. That's what it was.
Even better. So even better.
Wear a jersey to work. Yeah, wear a jersey to work and all of that. But I won this JBL clip audio, like this JBL audio clip Bluetooth speaker. And that thing has lasted me. I mean, I've lived in four different places since I've had this thing. It's lasted me through the shower, so many bumps, bruises. In fact, I think I might just buy the exact same one. Now that I think about it. That thing was solid.
You old, bro. That's how I know you old. Old people do stuff like that. I do stuff like that too. I'll buy three pair of the same type of pant. Like I own a pant that I have in like black, red, green, like, and I'm gonna buy more.
Undoubtedly. I have those.
You gotta go with what works. Gotta go with what you know.
Because it's like, I don't know. I just don't pay attention to the bottom half of what I'm wearing often for whatever reason.
Oh yeah, I forgot you just had on joggers standing next to Bob Saget. Crazy. This man is the man. Until next time, keep up with us on all things social. So let me ask you this. That is just one letter U in that. So let me ask you, that is Twitter, Facebook, and all things that are social. Until then, go watch this on YouTube. So let me ask you this. And wherever you want to listen to podcasts, preferably Stitcher, we're there. Go listen.
Right. Listen to us on Stitcher, damn it.
Straight up.